Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's go to the fan hotline now and talk to our good friend Anthony Jaskolski from Horse Racing Nation, also from the Pittsburgh Sports Report. Anthony, I gotta know before it gets too late, what was your pick for the PGA this weekend?
Pick for the PGA? Well, it's still out there, Paul, because I don't like to circle my wagons on the I'd like to wait a couple of days so I could see how it's playing out.
I'm glad
I didn't, because Patrick Cantlay would have been one of my plays, and he just got devoured today. Xander Schauffele. I can never say his name right. I want to say it real French.
Schauffele.
I don't know why I want to call him Schauffele. You know, it sounds like a French cuisine, but he was one of the plays I really liked. At 33-1, he went off, and now he's at +700, which I think is still really good value for a guy that's 4-under and tied for second. He's got California roots, so you knew he could. And how good he is off the tee. I mean, you should have been able to put two and two together with him to say that he could play on a what would you call this, a marine layer? You know, that really lush marine layer, as the Tiger Woods put it. And pinched fairways. I mean, I still like Xander to win this whole thing, even at 7-1.
Okay. Well, that's something, obviously. It was good to see Tiger in the 60s today. I hope he just gets there. I hope he just gets through the, makes the cut. I hope he has another decent day tomorrow. He probably isn't going to win, but it's always nice to watch him on the weekend. There's no question about it.
He's won six, if I'm not mistaken, he's won six tournaments in Harding Park. So, I mean, Brooks Koepka called it a big boy golf course. He's quoted as calling it a big boy golf course. So, this is, at the end of the day, you're not going to have no goober, some no-name knucklehead sneak up and take this. You know, this is like Koepka said, this is for the big boys. This is for the ones that can handle themselves.
Speaking of big boys golf course, you know, the one guy that hits the ball like you do, what's his name?
Bryson DeChambeau.
Bryson DeChambeau hit it so hard he broke his driver. I haven't seen you do that, but it's going to happen soon, as hard as you hit the ball.
Well, if you see me break my driver, it's going to be because it went over my knee. But, I went all Reggie Jackson with it, or Bo Jackson. But, that's really weird. I don't know what kind of omen that is. I don't know if that's a good luck thing or if that's bad luck. But, hey, the guy's sitting at 6-1 right now, live, you know, and he's looking good. So if you're the type of superstitious type of gambler, that might be your play.
Well, I mean, I think that, I guess so, but here we go.
he's tied second, too. There's a lot of people tied for second, though.
Can you get the Penguins right now to win the series? Is there a live betting once the series starts? They're down 2-1. You might be able to get a good price on them.
Well, right now I'm looking at it as the biggest sucker bet in all of sports. But, yes, you can get them right now at +160. And on the flip side, you could take the Canadians at -195.
What do you think?
Listen, you know, as long as I've got to have covered the Penguins, and as long as, you know, I've been there for Sullivan's entire tenure, but I feel like Sullivan, well, you know, at this point, I feel like you have to stay stubborn because I know you're going to go straight back that we're going to talk about goalies. That's where everybody, you know, points at first. And, considering Matt Murray's game last night, I mean, I'm still staying with Murray the whole way through because I am the kind of guy. Now, I know in Cranberry and against the Flyers that Jarry had a solid game, but he has not seen a legitimate NHL action since March, and I have a really hard time putting in a frozen cold goalie in a elimination game. And, you know, for Sullivan's sake, it's damned if you do, damned if you don't know. You know, he's landed on both sides of this sword because if he doesn't play Murray, people are going to say, hey, why wouldn't you just stick with the goaltender you had the whole series? You know, this is if Jarry has a bad game. Where if you go to the other side and you say, why wouldn't you switch to Jarry? Or why wouldn't you have played Jarry from game one? Why are you waiting this long? So he's kind of up against the wall either way. And the same thing goes with your defense. It's been a disaster. And the Montreal Canadiens kind of give me the vibes that the Islanders gave me with what Trotz did. And that's, let them pepper us early. Let them get it all out of the way because we know we're going to get our man advantages from them because this is an aggressive hockey team. We know we're going to be able to fly the zone against these guys a couple of times. We're going to get our chances, and we're going to take advantage of it. And they've been doing it perfectly. I mean, this is a team that's, even though they're young, they're not afraid to, obviously, as you saw, they're not afraid to be down. They can handle a deficit. And look where the money went. 90% of the money and 77% of all bets. Now, this is cumulative through every sports book in Pennsylvania. 77% and 90% went to the Penguins as far as tickets and money are concerned. By far the biggest public bet yesterday in all of sports was the Penguins. And look where that money line, you know, it dabbled around 180, 166 to 180, and never really moved up that high. Should have told people a lot.
Yeah, no, you're right. So do you think that they will go to Jarry tomorrow?
I would, and I don't think Sullivan would. But this could be a more desperate version of Mike Sullivan. You also question things. I think Rob Rossi's the guy who pointed it out, but you question things about what he's doing as far as playing the fourth line and the third defensive pairing when you got minutes left in a game where you're losing 4-3. You got questions. It goes so far beyond goaltending for me, Paul. But yeah, what's going on with Malkin? Does he even want to be there right now? If you're going to just look at goaltending, though, I would say he's sticking with Murray. And I would stick with Murray as well. I don't think you have a choice in that. I think you're really, really going to be shackled if you put Jarry in and he gets shelled early. And I don't know. It's a lose-lose situation. And I don't think the Penguins can climb out of this. I'm not the doom and gloom type guy at all. I had the Penguins going pretty far. I think all of us did. You know, I think you'd be a liar if you didn't, or just, a contrarian. But you look at the numbers right now, they're 32-1 to win the cup. They started at 22-24-1. So money's dropping back, but it's not dropping back far enough because the public still believes in this Penguins team. And I just think it's a sucker's bet at this point.
Yeah. I mean, again, I want to believe.
Mm-hmm.
I want to believe that this Penguins team will, pull it together and figure it out, and they'll get on a run. But boy, I just don't know.
Well, here's another thing: you look at early action. You can't really see where the money's going, obviously, yet, but you can see where the bets and the tickets are going. Right now, you have 73% of bets going on the Penguins for tomorrow. Yet they opened up at -170. Now they're down to 160. Because, Vegas is obviously, and I think sharp bettors are looking at this, and I think they're saying, this is just a Penguins team that everyone's so focused on goaltending, but there's so many other leaks in this pail. And there's just not enough patchwork. There's not enough time to patch all this up. Hey, the quote came out today, you know, we rested for months. You did. You rested for months, so there should be no excuse for this. There should not be no excuse for guys, you know, dragging it down the ice. But this is just what it looks like right now. This just looks like a young, fiery crew, this Montreal team that the world's against, and they're just leaning on their veteran goaltender. And it's completely working out for them. And I think they'll finish it.
Yeah, that way. And where would you say if the Penguins don't come back, if the Penguins lose, where would you say this this ranks among, like, you know, disappointing Pittsburgh team playoff runs? This would, to me, you know, I know that they, you know, I know that they're not what they were a couple of years ago, but this is a team that I think a lot of people really had some high hopes for, and certainly nobody thought that they were going to lose to Montreal.
Right. No. I mean, I think that, you know, considering COVID life and is this actually a tournament that people care about, I kind of – now, baseball, I think it's just there for the gamblers at this point. You know, there's you just need to live day by day with it because it's nonsense. It's 60 games. Every rule's been flipped upside down. None of that counts. But you actually worked in the NBA and NHL. You actually worked for three-fourths of a season, more than that, to get to this point. And they actually made it more difficult on you. So I think absolutely this counts. But in that sense, I would say that Islanders loss last year, the, getting swept by the Islanders, was worse than this. Just considering everything that's happened. Just considering the fact that there should be a little bit more parity and more volatility to all this because, you know, guys have been down since March and, you know, everybody's been rushed into this. And do we know if we're going to play? Do we not? You know, everything was forced. And now you got guys in a bubble and it's different variables and insinuating circumstances. So I would say the Islanders' loss would be worse than this. Yeah. Was worse than this. And regardless, I think that puts Sullivan on squarely on a scolding hot seat right now.
You think? That was my last question for you I was going to have. I mean, Mike Sullivan, do you really think that the Penguins, that Mario and company would think about firing him?
These are, well, hey, you know, I mean, we said the same thing about Disco Dan, you know, not too long ago. These are this is a very up and down league when it comes to coaches. And I would never say Sullivan would be on a short leash, but hey, you've had two really disappointing years. If you come out of this, losing to Montreal, which, like I said, I think they're going to, that's two really yikes of a year. You know, when you really should have had the, the glue to be able to put this together to at least reach an Eastern Conference Finals, at least one of these 2 years, bowing out in the opening round to teams like the Islanders and Canadiens. That just doesn't bode well for you. And he's a very stubborn coach, and I think he's proved that. You know, he has his guys, and those guys play. And when you're winning, when you start losing, those things get circled in the book, you know, those are things that get highlighted. And the life of an NHL coach is, what have you done for me lately? Right.
That is true. But
NHL coach, yeah. So,
you know, I just don't know. I mean, I really don't know if they would pull the trigger like that. You know, I think they would give him one more year.
He doesn't have the continuity as guys that you would see hanging on longer, you know? He's obviously not a name like a Babcock or something like that. I don't even think he has the name of a – and I'm saying this not by what they've done. You know, I'm sure people will look at this a different way, but a guy like Tortorella, he still has some kind of continuity that's been built with his organization. I don't think that Sullivan really has that. I don't think that he's developed that enough to, or has been there long enough to have a longer leash. And yeah, you know what? I don't think he would get, you know, you bow out this year. I think his seat's hot, but I most certainly think they let him go through next season. I don't think he gets fired in the off season, but I could see it be a situation where this team comes out stagnant again next year. You know, the first 30 games come out and they're 500, they're under 500, I could see them going a different way.
Anthony, thank you so much. Great stuff for great stuff, and we'll do it again next week, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's Anthony Zaskolski. I'm Paul Zeiss. It's 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.